Sechet Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. V'chol Yom, Tor Menech HaMizbeach, on a regular day, the Trumas Hadeshen was done, B'kriyas HaGever, at the time the rooster crowed, O Samachlo, Bein Lefanav, Bein La'acharav, sometimes a little before it, and sometimes a little after it. The Trumas Hadeshen was the first Avodah done every day. A Kohen would take a shovelful of ash from the Mizbeach, and put that ash on the eastern side of the ramp leading to the Mizbeach, where it would get swallowed into the ground on Yidei Nes. The Yom HaKippurim Mechatzos. On Yom HaKippurim, this Trumas Hadeshen was done already by midnight. The reason being, because the Kohen Gadol had to do all the Avoda himself on Yom HaKippurim, so therefore we wanted to get the Trumas Hadeshen out of the way as soon as possible, so the Shechita could be done on time with the Tumas Shel Shachar, and the Kohen Gadol could space out as much as possible the Avodas he had to do, so he shouldn't get too tired. Over a Golem, on Yom Tovim, me Ashmura Harishona, already by the first Ashmura, which was after one third of the night, the Trumas Hadeshen was done. The reason being, because in Regalim, many, many korbanos were brought, and there was a tremendous amount of ash on the Mizbeach, and after the Trumas Hadeshen was done, they would have to take a lot of the ash from the Mizbeach and push it into the big mound of ash in the middle of the Mizbeach, which would take a lot of time. And therefore, they had to be machtim as much as possible the Trumas Hadeshen. The lo haisa priyas hagever magas on Yom Tovim, by the time the rooster crowed, acha haisa azara malea miyisrael, already the azara was full of Yisrael. A lot of people already came into the azara in order to bring the korbanos that they had to bring on Yom Tovim, the olos re'iyah and the chagiga. So therefore, they all were machtim and came early so they all could bring their korbanos. Masechas Yuma Perek Beis. The second parak of Yuma deals with the day-to-day avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Barishona, call me Sharota Litrom as a Mizbeach Torim. At first, the Chachamim said, whichever coin of that day's Beis Av, the Mishmor was divided into seven sections. Each day had a Beis Av. The coinim of that Beis Av did the avoda of that day. Any coin from that Beis Av who wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshen may do so. The Trumas Hadeshen being the very first avoda of the day, which is the removal of the ash from the Mizbeach to be put on the side of the Keveth. Since the Trumas Hadeshen was done early in the morning, most of the Kohanim did not show up for that Avodah, so the Chachamim said, whoever shows up can do it. Uvizman Shehein Merubim. But if there were more than one Kohanim who wanted to do the Trumas Hadeshen, then Ratzin V'Olin B'Keveth. Those Kohanim had to race up the Keveth, the ramp leading to the Mizbeach, the Kohen Kodem es Chavero ba'arba amos zocha. Whoever got to the arba amos close to the Mizbeach first was the one that did the Trumas Hadeshen. Vim hayu shneim shavim, if there was a tie, ha'memuna omer lehem atzbiyah. The memuna, the one in charge, told all the Kohanim that were there, not just the two that tied, but all the Kohanim, atzbiyah, put out your finger, because now there was going to be a lot. How the lot worked was like this. The Mamuna stood in the middle, and the Kohanim stood in a circle around him. The Mamuna mentioned a number that was many more than the Kohanim that stood there. Then the Mamuna took the Mitznefes off one of the Kohanim, which was a simen that he was starting the count from that Kohen, and he started counting the Kohanim around and around until the number was finished. Omahin Mitzien, how many fingers did the Kohanim put out? Achas ushtayim, one or two. The ein moitzien agoda b'migdash. But the thumb, they weren't allowed to stick out in the Beit HaMikdash. The reason being because a Kohen that felt that the count was finished with the Kohen right after him would stick out his thumb in order that the Mamuna would think he was two people, because the thumb you can stick out very far, making it look like it was somebody else's finger, and then he would make sure the count ended with him. So therefore, the Chachamim said not to stick out a thumb at all, so therefore anybody who stuck out a thumb was invalid.